This is Lee Chambers on Cambridge 105 Radio.
That's you too, Pride in the Name of Love, a song very famously about Martin Luther King. We're playing that because my guest this morning is Sharon Reeves. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning.
Nice to have you with us. And you're writer and director of A Balm in Gilead, which is on at the Zion Baptist Church on January the 15th at 5 o'clock. And it's about Martin Luther King. He is a fascinating figure, isn't he?
He is. Matter of fact, this is the 50th anniversary of his assassination, so we are joining a global commemoration of his assassination. The play is called A Balm in Gilead. It is a play with music. We will be joined by the London Adventist Chorale with some wonderful a cappella music, and it is free and open to the public.
And when did your interest in Martin Luther King begin?
I am from the Deep South, so I was born and raised in Mississippi. I went through segregated schools. I went through the transition to integrated schools, so I have always been interested, and I also come from a union family. So really fighting for those who are everyday working people, that is what the play is about.
So you remember segregated schools?
Absolutely.
And segregation elsewhere?
Yeah, and I remember sitting in the balcony of a movie theater because we were not allowed on the main floor.
My goodness, I mean, you're not talking that long ago,
are
you?
Not at all.
So what is A Balm in Gilead about?
A Balm in Gilead is the story about the Memphis sanitation worker strike of 1968. Many people know that Dr. King was in Memphis when he was assassinated, but they don't know the circumstances which brought him to Memphis. 1,300 Memphis sanitation workers walked off their job, and for me, this is the faith part, without a union. And so for 65 days, they were on strike, and Dr. King was assassinated during this struggle.
And you have written this based on historical research?
Yes, I've written it based on testimony. So one of the sanitation workers that I interviewed in Memphis has now passed away. So remember, this has been 50 years. So Dr. King, next Monday, January 15th, he would have been 89 years old.
And so this is the story of the sanitation. Is it a plot, or is it sort of testimonies delivered out, if you know what I mean?
It's testimonies. It's testimonies by eyewitnesses who live the story, telling it through their voice.
And it's got music in it, as you said. Did you write the music?
I didn't write the music. It's a lot of traditional African-American music. It also has liturgical dance in the play. And it is for everybody, for those of all faith groups and people from no faith group at all.
And you didn't write the music, but you have directed it.
I have.
And so where are the performers from?
The performers are from our community, the Cambridge community. We have students from Angela Ruskin University and the University of Cambridge. We have people from area churches, and so that's our cast.
So this is going to be quite powerful, actually, seeing it in a church as well.
Absolutely, absolutely.
It's a very ambitious project, Sharon.
Thank you.
But it sounds amazing. And it's free, so people can just turn up.
It is free to the public.
At 5 o'clock on the 15th to attend. If they want more information, the number to dial is Cambridge 576385. What do you want people to take away from this?
I want them to know that this is not a circumstance that just happened 50 years ago, but those labor struggles we're still going through today, and that it's a lot of union busting and trying to get rid of unions, so our labor unions still need our support.
And you say you're from the Deep South of America. What's your take on American politics at the moment?
Oh, my goodness. A lot of prayer. A lot of prayer.
Yes. Yeah. Is it difficult being here, watching what's going on over there?
It is very, very difficult. Yes, it is.
Yeah. And why are you here?
I am here because I'm a PhD student at Angela Ruskin University, and so this is part of my PhD project.
Is it? Are you doing a PhD on this particular aspect of his work?
Performing, theater and performing arts.
And what next for you then after this?
I am trying to see where this degree might take me. I'm a former United States Navy chaplain, and I have a degree in theater, and trying to see how to combine those two things together.
Wow, and a United States Navy chaplain. So were you actually on board ships offering kind of...
USS Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, my God. Wow. I could talk to you all day, Sharon. That must have been a fascinating job.
Very much so. If you can imagine delivering a sermon on the flight deck of a warship.
But you only look about 25. How can this be? well, you must. Congratulations on this.
Thank you.
Must have hopes for this as well to perhaps go on and be performed elsewhere.
Absolutely.
And why is it called a balm in Gilead?
It's called a balm in Gilead because a balm is a salve. It is an ointment for healing. And four people lost their lives during this struggle. Ellis Tate, Larry Payne, who was a 16-year-old boy, was killed by police. The woman who owned the motel where Dr. King was assassinated came out, looked up, saw him lying on the pavement. She had a heart attack. A few days later, she died. And, of course, the most famous person, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., very young father of four left behind, young wife. And we'll never know the personal sacrifice that their family went through because of this. So I think a balm is very, very appropriate.
And we'll never know what else he could have achieved.
Absolutely.
Tragic. So if you are interested in going, just a reminder, January the 15th, 5 p.m, the Zion Baptist Church on East Road. Whereabouts on East Road is that, Sharon?
It's right next door to Angela Ruskin University.
Oh, yes. It's the one that has Jimmy's next to it as well. And you can just turn up on the door. It is admission is free, unbelievably, to this marvellous event. Cambridge 576385 is the number to call if you want more information. Good luck with it. I mean, this choir alone sounds amazing.
They are amazing.
Oh, they've come all the way from London to
Yes. A cappella, just incredible music.
What's not to like? Good luck with it, Sharon. Lovely to talk to you.
Thank you.